Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And today we got a kind of a weird one for you.
Yeah.
So today we are going to be playing Riley Hopkins, If Not Us Then Who RPG that they just made, I think by the time this goes out, about a month ago. We're going to do two episodes. Well, we're going to do one episode. And depending on how long that goes, we're going to do two episodes.
Yeah.
So this might be a two-part premiere. But basically, it's a game where you do a review show for a Power Rangers season that doesn't exist. So hopefully we have enough experience doing that.
I think we've seen enough Power Rangers, seen 400 plus episodes of Power Rangers at this point, that I think we could just make up an episode.
I think probably.
With little issue.
So we're going to start off with all the like generation stuff. So there's like, okay, so originally you need five heroes. We're only going to do four. We're going to do two each.
Yeah.
Just so that way it's balanced because there's only two of us. And then we're going to go through all the character generation stuff, and then we'll do an episode or two. We already looked at all the rules. This game is available at, what is it, linksmithgames.com. That's Riley's website. You can go get it if you like what you hear. And you got a couple friends, and you want to make a Power Rangers show. It's GM-less, so you don't need someone to like run the game. It's like a collaborative kind of storytelling game. So the weirdest part about being directly across from you is seeing your nose dead on. Because I never see it from this
no angle. Milo situation over here.
No.
This is how we used to do it. That first season, we did it at a dining room table across from each other like this.
I don't like that. We used to do it in your old apartment in the chat. And like
right next to a window.
Next to a window in the noisiest apartment complex in Austin, Texas. And I used to bring all of the stuff there twice a week.
Yep.
What were we thinking?
We did all agree with evil in one day.
Well, no, we did 2 days. We did the first part on one day, and then it started storming.
Oh, and then we did the
next
four parts. And
then we did the
next
four, like, 2 days later on, like, a Sunday, starting at, like, 6 in the morning or something.
Whoa.
You can hear birds chirping. It was so early.
Yeah. That's that smooth jazz cast.
That was one of them. That was definitely one of them. All right, so let's start.
All right, I'm not going to name anybody until I know what their characters
are. Yeah, same. So I'm just going to put a 1 and a 2 for my characters here.
Okay, that's a good idea.
We're very professional. We've got notebooks and dice and a deck of cards. Here's what you need. You need people to play with, at least one.
I mean, I guess you could do it. You could technically play it alone.
You could probably play it alone. But yeah, you need two D6s or one D6 that you got to roll two times, and a deck of cards, which everybody in the world but me has. So Josh had to buy some before we came over today.
We're using a nice deck of Mavericks available at your local Walmart for 88 cents non-spawn.
Hashtag non-spawn, but Maverick.
Made by the same company that makes bicycles.
Yeah, yeah.
Just with like the card runoff, they print Mavericks.
Right. This is the excess bad stock. They're very slippery. I don't know if cards are supposed to be slippery or tactile, but either way. So I'm gonna roll. I'll do one, and you do one, then I'll do one, and you do one.
Okay.
How about that? So roll for generation traits. So I guess, is this the first one? Nah, here's the first one.
Colors is first.
All right, so the first D6, I will say the black one is always my first, the white is always my second. So the first one you roll is which of these three sections, and then the second one is one of the six options on there. So
okay.
Section 3-1, titanium.
All right,
so my first character.
That's 5-1. Because it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
five,
you're
six.
Right. So it's a non-hero. What?
So you're a civvy. You don't have a color.
I don't have a color. I'm like a blue centurion or a magnet defender.
Okay.
I'm going to reroll.
It's a little abstract for a premiere.
For the first one? Yeah. Maybe if there was more people.
Right.
If we had like a group of five people doing it, then I would be cool being the Kamen Rider who just like, hey guys, I'm going to show up. All right, so this is 2-3, which is yellow.
Okay, now I'm going to do it. The blue one is my first, the red one is my second.
Okay.
4, three of gold.
So we're yellow and gold.
Got a good aesthetic.
Good team going on. I don't like that yours is like the, like, clearly the better version of my color.
Well, look, we don't know how it's going to play.
We don't know how it's going to work. All right. And then my second one is 4-2, which is white.
We have a color scheme.
We've got a very prom color scheme.
I don't remember. Did I say red was first, blue was second?
I don't remember.
That's what it is now.
Okay.
That's what it is this time.
This time.
It's going to be different every time. 1-6, green.
This is the ugliest color scheme. We got yellow, green, white, and gold.
Just go with the flow, man.
Look. No do-overs. We're doing this one honest. All right, so roll for generation traits. We will talk about those in a minute. So for my yellow ranger...
I like how it looks like they ran out of ideas, so the sixes are roll again.
Look, there's only so many character types in Power Rangers.
That is very true.
Because, like, the only appreciable difference between, like... Who else is boring? I was going to say Carlos and Mike. The only appreciable difference between the two of them is, like, one likes soccer and one died.
But then didn't.
Six, which is the second one, and three, which is a noble.
Ooh.
Not like royalty noble, but, like... Like a TJ kind of noble.
Oh, like, okay. Like a noble personality, yeah. not like a king.
Like I'm not a duke.
They had one of those in Dino Charge. They had like a prince or a knight or something.
They also had like a monster in Dino Charge.
Okay, 4 is the second one, and 5 is a loner for the Gold Ranger.
Gold Ranger's it's the only one that's not a regular color. It's a All right, so my White Ranger is going to be 6-1. Acute. Oh, it's baby. I'm baby.
You made a baby. Good job. All right, so the Green Ranger is 5-4. Evil.
So you have an evil and a loner.
I have Tommy and Gold Ranger Eric.
Okay. All right. Gonna roll for weapons now. So the My black die will be for my yellow ranger. My white die will be for my white ranger.
This one only takes one. Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, you're rolling both at the same time.
I'm just rolling speed run tactics, baby. All right. So 6-6. They both get shooting weapons. I'm going to re-roll both of these. No.
Whenever else are you going to roll 2 sixes?
Never in my life.
In Sequinox, maybe.
In Sequinox, all the time. All right. 5-4. 4 is an inner weapon. I don't know what that means, but I'm here to find out.
You use your chi energy.
Okay, like fire bending. And then 5 is an agility weapon, like nunchucks.
All right. Gold is red, green is blue. For the dice. That's the dice colors.
Okay.
Hey, I rolled 2 sixes. I'm going to let gold keep the 6. I'll reroll green.
Okay.
It has to be a 1, 2, or 3, because I don't want any overlap. It's a 3. It's a heavy weapon.
Okay.
All right, so you got a shooting for gold. Shoot.
And a heavy. That's like a big sword.
Or like a hammer.
That's like Buster's.
Like a megaton hammer.
Yeah. Like Buster's sword.
Buster's sword.
From Final Fantasy. Y'all know Buster from Final Fantasy VII. His big sword. All right, so next is the team theme. All right, so how about you roll 1 and I will roll.
Okay, you want me to roll first?
Yeah. All right. So you roll to pick which list we use, and I will roll to pick what.
I rolled a 2, so it's the first list.
First list. All right. I just don't want to get dinosaur.
I don't want cars either.
Do you want to just roll again? I also don't want rescue.
We'll see what you get.
Okay, well, 5 is animals. Let's go with animals.
All right.
That's fair. That's fair. All right, so animal theme.
I guess I'm just going to write that on the top margin.
Yeah, same.
Over here so it doesn't interact with
anything. Animal theme. All right, so I want to... You have the keyboard.
I do.
Can you just Google random animal generator?
Yes.
Is that a possibility?
I'll do it on my phone so I don't have to awkwardly hold the keyboard.
All right. We're going to randomly generate what animals we are.
Okay. I've got one that every time you reload it, it It just gives you six random animals.
Okay, so...
So I'm gonna re-roll it now for what we get.
Okay.
Do you want to just take the first four, or do you want to choose one from the six?
How about you get one and three, I get two and four.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. You don't even know what one of mine is.
Okay. Maybe you could pick one of the other ones.
Okay, though. here's the whole... If we do the one and three, my Gold Ranger is a lemur. I'm keeping that.
Okay.
Write that down. And the Green Ranger would be a Hartebeest, which looks like a funny elk.
Okay.
Sort of like an elk, but a cow.
How do you spell that?
Hartebeest.
Okay. Whoever made this name up was playing fast and loose with the rules. That is like if a cow had a baby with a deer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to use that one, but here's your two.
Okay.
Your first one is a beaver.
Okay.
The second one is a Gemsbok.
I don't know what that is.
Or maybe it's Gemsbok.
How do you spell that?
Gemsbok. And it looks like a bulky gazelle, kind of.
Gemsbok is the first, okay. All right, I like that.
The other two options are anteater or monkey.
How about you re-roll once and just whatever the first one is?
What do you mean?
That's the other one instead of the Hartebeest.
Okay.
Because you said you didn't want to do a Hartebeest?
So whether it's a five or six?
Oh, I just mean like
oh, re-roll this. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. A stallion.
A stallion. The green stallion.
I'm gonna take that.
Because a Gemsbok and a Hartebeest are not too far different.
The evil green stallion ranger.
I got the white baby. I'm gonna switch. Can I switch? I put yellow for the beaver, but I think since yellow is baby, that should be the beaver.
I think that's fair.
Okay. What a dumb. What's number two on that one? On the second one?
On the reroll?
Yeah.
A grizzly.
I'll keep with the Gemsbok. I was going to say, maybe I'll reroll beaver, but...
Well, I can tell you the other four, too. A bull, ewe, elk, or deer. This was like a pretty regular roll.
Pretty regular one. A lot of very similar thing. Now, I'll keep beaver and Gemsbok for mine. All right, so...
I said it was a random animal generator, but it seems like a random mammal generator. Yeah. Anyway, we're already here.
We are. I'm going to do a real quick Google. Okay, here's the one I got.
Okay.
A dromedary, which is a camel.
Okay.
A jaguar, a kitten, and a tapir, and a panda, and a gazelle.
The white kitten ranger.
The white kitten ranger.
Is that funnier than beaver?
I don't think so.
I don't think it is.
Oh, there an alligator's on this one.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So it's not just mammals. We just, you know.
Just heavily skewed, I think, in that direction.
All right, let's see. What's next? Each hero can have up to three traits.
I think in true Power Rangers fashion, we need to just do one.
Just one, which one is the one we got. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so colors by trait. I guess if you want, you can just pick a color, and then they have like a major and minor trait with it. Let's reroll the traits and for our secondary characteristic.
Okay.
I don't know if that'll be important or...
Oh, you go first.
All right. So black is my first one. What is the second one? So list number two. One is cute again. So this one is just cute.
Super cute.
Just baby. And this one is four and six. Let's roll again. One and two is brains. So noble...
Noble brains.
Slash brains.
You're smart and honorable.
Smart and a zombie, because they like brains.
Oh.
This is a bad joke.
Okay, red was first, blue was second. Five and four. That's evil again.
Evil, so...
So I have a evil loner, or a loner evil.
A loner evil.
So my half of the team...
Is bad.
Is trying to sabotage your half
Very
of the
much
team.
So.
Okay, and green is... Two, three, an evil beauty, okay. Just like Tommy.
And then I have a smart leader type, a noble, a hero, and baby.
You have a hero and baby, and I have a pretty jerk and like a loner jerk.
And like a loner jerk. All right. Mentor and villain generation. All right. So villain basic layout. Where's mentor? Let's do mentor. These are villain traits. All right. Let's do mentor first to see who our mentor is.
Okay.
So I will roll the first one. You roll the second one.
Okay.
So the list we are picking from is the first list.
And we get brains.
So a smart. Okay. All right. So we'll figure out what their deal is in a minute.
Okay.
But their brains. Now let's. All right. Here's our villain theme. Okay. I'll roll the first one. Or you roll the first. I'll roll the second.
Okay. We are picking from. That's a 5 from the third list.
All right. So then I got also a 5. That is food.
Food. We got those bad food boys.
We're food fighting. We're going to fight some food. Oh, and we're animals.
Because we eat the food.
Animals versus food is very appropriate. All right. So bad guy is food. Food. Foodos.
The foodies.
From the foodie empire.
It's a bunch of vegetables. That's like, oh, only eat kale and drink juice.
I feel like foodies are like, I go to a restaurant where I spend $75 on a 1-inch square cube of steak.
And a teaspoon of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, and like there's some like...
so delectable.
So there's like a fancy thing that's just parsley, but with a different name on it.
And then they chew it for like 27 minutes to get the full flavor.
Right.
They're the ones that heat tea exclusively to a very specific Fahrenheit. Yes. To get the most flavor out of to the
get
leaves.
That, to get the good tea leaf. All right, so I will roll for our villain trait.
Okay.
So the list we're going from is the first list.
And we have a roll again.
Roll again.
Comedy.
Oh, it's a goofy. It's a goofy food. The goofy foodies.
So it's like a Diva Talks food villain team.
Yeah. Okay. So their food. So I feel like, and I'm stealing a little bit from Super Sentai Brothers because they recently did an April Fool's episode where they did Chef Ranger, and all the villains were like intergalactic food critics. And the monsters they sent out were like a pineapple monster or whatever. So I feel like the monsters are going to be the same, but I feel like the bad guys are chefs.
Okay.
And so they are trying to create the perfect dish, which is a monster, to destroy Earth.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
That sounds fine.
Okay. So I don't think we have to roll anything else.
I don't think so.
All right.
We have our brainy mentor and our comedy food villains.
Right. Okay, so...
Which is just the bad guys are a bunch of Swedish chefs.
Yeah.
And they make a bunch of pineapple the clowns to come fight us.
All right. Well, sometimes it's going to be pumpkin the clown. Sometimes it's going to be steak the clown.
Right.
Popcorn the clown.
So that's the theme. It's just food the clown.
I feel like it would be clowns in the way that like a Mega Man villain would be a clown.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's like a steak Mega Man bad guy, but they're all kind of clowny.
Okay.
Because they're goofy, you see?
Because they're funny.
Yeah. So I got to name my kids.
Oh, yeah. The subtly evil gold lemur ranger is... Keith.
Okay. I think the yellow Gemsbok ranger is going to be Miranda.
Okay.
That's the first name that came to my mind. She's noble and smart, and she has an inner weapon, and I don't actually know what I'm going to do for that.
Then my evil green stallion ranger is...
They're also hot.
Oh, they are hot.
Hannah Flowers.
It's Hannah. No. It is gonna be. Try to think of a. What do you have
For my second one?
For your second one.
My second one is a white beaver ranger who is cute slash cute. So this is the dumbest, babiest idiot you've ever seen.
It's a good baby name.
I'm trying not to...
Like Khaleesi?
Got him. Technically, her name's not Khaleesi. That's a... Like, that just means queen. It's like naming your kid queen.
Right.
If they name it Daenerys, that is the name of a genocider, turns out. I'm trying to think of who the dumbest person I went to high school with. High schoolers, figuring high schoolers.
Yeah.
Okay. Without naming names, like full names, I won't go with Brittany. I did know a very dumb Brittany who, when in biology class, somebody asked, the teacher asked, what is the largest organism in the world? And she said extremely confidently, a mountain. And that's not right. And then she also asked if water could exist in space. Like it had to breathe.
I think I'm going to go with Abby.
Abby? Okay.
That's with an IE.
Yeah.
She always dots the I's with a heart. But like with a broken one because she's evil.
She's evil.
I already started to write a Y, and then I made the executive decision.
That's how it's actually spelled, but she's going with the IE.
Yeah, I was gonna dot it with a broken heart, but I can't. It's okay. Too small, and I'm in such a weird position with the mic.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with the White Ranger is gonna be Chip.
Okay.
Not named after Judge Hip Lynn.
But like a wood chip, like a beaver would but be. Like
I guess, yeah. All right. So now we gotta
draw a card.
We gotta draw a card. Okay, so what you're supposed to do is when you get to here, how long have we been recording this? Only half an hour? All right, cool. So when you draw a card, before you do, you have to shuffle. You gotta take out three of the four kings and the jokers if you have them. And then you flip a card and there's a list of what each of them are. And you basically, there's like beats. I hope we don't get an eight. This is like a much later game kind of episode. So you find the episode and then there are six beats and you basically go back and forth, like describing like what the each beat is. Right. And then like, I guess you kind of, well, you don't go like back and forth, but you kind of like one person sets it up and then you kind of go until the beat is concluded, I guess. So we didn't figure out. Let's roll to see who goes first.
Okay.
Or see who draws the card. I got a five.
I got a two.
All right. So.
Can you reach it?
No, I have short arms. All right. So the first one is a four, which is a hero spotlight.
What a great first episode. I'm subtly villains. So I don't know if I'm going to be a spotlight here.
Well, okay, here's what we need to do, because this is the first episode, right? Yeah. So this is the premiere. So we need to figure out how our four kids, there's nothing here for an origin. Hey, Riley, quick note. I don't know how you, I think there should be some sort of origin, like pilot mechanic.
Yeah.
Not as in flying planes, but obviously as in like the first episode of a TV show.
Can be flying planes.
Maybe they fly planes. Look, there was a whole episode about it in Mighty Morphin. There's probably been one or two since. I guess hero spotlight is just like...
It could spotlight all of us.
Yeah. Because we're the heroes. So let's... I'm trying to think of...
I already know what... I'm not going to say what the beats are, but the third one, I think... I know a good what that could be.
Okay. So I think we got, there's four students, right?
Yeah.
And they're
at the juice bar. One of them's on a balance beam.
One of them's doing Tai Chi.
And two of them are doing karate.
There's a new kid named Billy who can't do karate very well. No. Okay. So I feel like it should start in.
Should it be in a class?
Yeah,
I think that's a really good setting for like, these are how these people are.
Yeah, okay, so we start off in a classroom. So the first beat is cold open. Center around the spotlight, which is our four. It's actually a pretty good one for a pilot, I guess.
Yeah.
So center around.
All you gotta do is just mold it a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta like, you know, work it. And since I drew the card, how about you start?
Oh.
Got him.
Okay, so it's nearing the end of the day.
Okay.
Everyone's in their last class, all of our heroes. Keith, Abby, and
Miranda and Chip.
Miranda and Chip.
Chip is also like big, like he's like 6 foot and like muscly, but just dumb as a stump. He's just stump dumb.
Does he play football?
No.
Okay.
He's not good at it.
Okay. Yeah, I think the less extracurricular activities,
yeah,
the better. Even he though Mighty, Mighty Morphin made these kids do a lot of stuff.
Every year, the coach is like, Chip, you got to get on the, you got to try out for football this year. Like, you're a shoe-in. You'd be a great defensive something or other. And he's like, okay. And he tried, and he's just bad at it. Like, he just, like, can't.
Okay. Keith is the evil loner. So he's like in the back corner of the room. There's like, it's a little darker in there because the light from the windows doesn't reach that far into the classroom.
Right.
He's just sitting there writing on his desk, like Keith rules. And Abby, who's the evil beauty, it's just, it's so, it's going to be so much Hannah overlap from that first episode.
So you should have a lot of experience.
Yeah. So she's going to be just like passing a note to one of her friends.
Okay. So Miranda is, she's a brains and she's noble. So I feel like she is a suck up teacher's pet. So she's like right in the front, center seat. What class is this?
This is, what's a good last? It's like social studies.
Social studies? I think I had social studies last like 3 of the 4 years that I was in.
Because that's the most like, can we just go home now, right, kind of class.
We're learning about the War of 1812. And no one gives a shit about that.
No, and Chip isn't sure what year it took place.
And Chip is doing his best. He's in the T. You know, is that like the T, like the front row, and then right down the middle?
Yeah,
is like the best places to learn. He's like in the second. He's right behind Miranda, but he just is like, okay. He doesn't know who fought in the War of 1812. He's pretty sure he knows when it took place, but he's not 100%. Maybe it meant it was like 300 and there was 1,812 people fighting. He doesn't know. That's what Chip's doing.
That's the War of 1812. All right. I think the note that Abby is passing to a classmate is like a reply because this classmate's parents are out of town this weekend. It's a Friday afternoon.
Right. Of course.
And if she checked, yes, she's going to the party.
Okay.
I think that's how high schoolers invite people to parties. I wouldn't know. I was never invited. I know that's like, it's like a, do you like me? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh no, I'm changing it. She's passing a note back to a boy where she checked off no, she does not like him, and ripped yes out of the paper.
Just stabbed it with her thumbnail and tore it out. So I feel like this needs to end in them going to detention. Right.
Well, I thought because the next one is the world interferes with their normal life. So I thought that part could focus on your two characters.
Okay.
Because then the next part is that the villain complicates things.
And that could be like your two characters.
That could be where they like, but maybe all four of us need to be present for the interference.
Yeah.
So I think detention's a good. That's the only way these four are hanging
out. That's the only way they're all going to get in the same place. Abby's got Model UN, or not Abby, that's your character. Miranda's got Model UN next. I don't know what that is. I just know smart kids took it.
That's when you role play the United Nations.
Okay. It's this, but for like school, I could do that. I could be France.
Psh. That's easy.
Yeah. Baguettes. I'm doing it already. So I feel like this note has to like get like, maybe she passes it to Chip, who doesn't know what to do. He's like, where do I go with this? And so he's like, I'll just give this to Miranda. She probably knows where to give this note. And then that's how they all get caught up and get sent to, for passing notes, they get sent to detention. And the teacher's very disappointed.
And Keith is writing on his desk.
And Keith is carving his name into the desk with a pocket knife.
A knife.
Yeah. He was in detention anyway for other stuff.
He's been in detention all year.
Okay. So then we cut to the theme song, which is Animals versus Food. I don't know any real songs where this would work. It's just the Crossfire theme, but it's Food Fighters.
Yeah.
You'll get caught up in the Food Fighters.
Da, 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 da. And it ends with one of the villains, spoilers, this is the big bad. shooting a whole spoon of mashed potatoes at the screen, and it splats, oh, and then the logo comes up.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so then we cut to... Now, if we wanted to play this chaos style, we would just, every other beat, we would just pick a different card and just jump between episodes. It wouldn't make any sense.
Right.
Maybe we'll do that some other time. Because I feel like you should do more with the deck of cards. Because it's supposed to be played like you do like an episode, then you do another one, then you do another one, you know, like you go from there. But I feel like there could be more with it, and I'm not sure how. So, Riley, that's my note to you. So the second one, I will start this one, is the world interferes with their normal life. So they're in detention. This is still technically normal life because like the world is capitalized. So I assume that means like the setting, the like, you know.
Yeah, the powers and all that.
So they're all in detention. What did you have to do in detention? What was your detention like in school? Did you ever get detention?
I got it one time, and I honestly think I just did my homework for an hour.
Okay.
So it was kind of like a, hey, thanks. Right. I actually have an assignment to pass in tomorrow now.
Right, yeah. I can't play video games or watch TV instead.
Because we never had to, like, I say never. This is like the one time I got in high school. Right. It wasn't like... write a thing on a chalkboard 100 times. It wasn't write an essay about what you learned from your detention experience.
I only got detention from one teacher, from my biology teacher. I've talked about it on the show. His name was Mr. Field, and he would give you beans. It was called beans. And basically, he had a jar. He had several jars full of beans, and each jar had more and more different types of beans in it. And he would just dump some out onto like this tray, and you had to separate all the beans into whichever types they were. And when you were done, then you could leave. So no matter how fast it took you or how long it took you, like that was your punishment. But the more times you got beans, the more different kinds of beans there were. So by the time you had like your 10th beans, there was like 9 different kinds of beans and Johnny would dump a buttload out into a tray, take you forever. The first time it was like 3 different kinds. You said it was easy. I feel like that is stupid enough for the show.
I think so.
So I feel like our kids have to do beans.
Is something in the beans that kicks us off into a Power Ranger team
story. Maybe. So the beans...
Is one of the beans a monster? Because they're food.
You're right. Okay, I think we figured out what's going on here. Okay, so here's it is. So they're all doing beans. I feel like Miranda is being extremely studious about it. Like, she has, like, a book, and she's like, I'm going to do this right. But I also have to get home because I don't want to be here. I'm already so embarrassed that I'm in detention. But she's got like a book and like she's like looking at like which type of bean is which. And she's like, am I sure this is the same kind? Like maybe this. And maybe she has one that fell in from another jar. She's like, this doesn't go to any other one. Do I just keep it in its own pile? What do I do? Chip is just like kind of doing his best. He's just it's not a hard task, but he's just like figuring it out.
Abby is not sorting the beans.
Like at all.
She's on her backup phone that she keeps hidden in her sock.
Phone 2. It's a Motorola Razr. It's so thin.
And Keith is like kind of separating them. He's on the 10th. This is like his 10th time on the 10th jar.
Right.
So he knows where they all
he
go.
He knows from beans.
He
by
also
now.
Like doesn't have anywhere to be. Right. So he's just slowly kind of just moving them around.
Is he just got like a knife? Is he just separating?
He's using
with
his knife.
They took Abby's cell phone, but not Keith's knife.
No.
Just so you know.
I imagine they took everybody's cell phone. You would have to in a current day high school situation.
That is true.
Otherwise, detention is like when your parents grounded you and you went to your room and played video games.
Yeah.
That's not
a
punishment.
Like, okay, Mom.
Hey, I was going there anyway. Thanks, Mom.
That's what I was going to spend the night anyway. I imagine because like I was in I graduated in 2007. And I didn't have a cell phone. All my friends that had cell phones, they were the Nokia big candy bars, like the bricks. That was like, maybe you could play Snake on it, but like...
Oh, I have a better idea.
Okay.
What if the beans are the mooks instead of like a monster?
Oh, I like that. Because beans are like, there's beans. You can grow them anywhere.
They go with everything.
Exactly. You can put a bean with pretty much any meal.
Yeah.
So everyone's separating the beans. And I feel like there's two ways we can play it. It's either the bad guy shows up and is like, I will curse the beans. Or there's some weird thing where like once all the beans are separated, that like unlocks something But I feel like that's like too meta. I don't know how that would play.
Yeah, because it was stopped them from being monsters before.
Exactly. So they get them all separated in pretty much the same amount of time. I feel like Miranda has like reached over and like started doing Abby's just because Abby is not doing anything.
She did a couple and she was like, this is stupid.
This is dumb. And Miranda's like, you gotta separate.
I can't believe
them.
I rolled Hannah.
And it's amazing. But like actual evil Hannah and not like just mean Hannah.
She's even the Green Ranger. Which Hannah was in the in the Gemini Power Rangers world.
we should have rigged this so we just made Sequinox on accident. The beans are all separate. Maybe it's like you can't make like the four of you or the three of you got in trouble at the same time.
We're tapped into the primal grid.
The prime grid. the grid primal.
We in our blood have primal energy.
Yes. And so I feel like the rule is like you three got in trouble for passing notes, so you all have to finish before any of you can leave. So Miranda has just started doing Abby's because she is not doing it. And then Keats is like, whenever you're done.
Yeah. He remembers the order he put him back in the jar.
Exactly. This is not his first rodeo. So they get him together and then they all have to leave at the same time. And so they all leave. And just by chance, they're all going the same way.
Toward the exit of the building. Of the school.
Right. So they're all going that way. And then like,
Keith is like behind everybody.
By like a good 6 feet.
Yeah.
But when they leave, the camera stays back and like the beans start glowing. And there's like a million beans in here because there's just like 10 jars of like a bunch of different kinds of beans. So they all start glowing. And then car horn, car alarm. One bean hits a car.
Latasha and I just watched a movie on Netflix called Deadly Detention.
Okay.
It is.
Is that with PETA?
No.
Okay.
No, there's nobody of any kind of name in that movie. It is one of the worst written, directed, and edited movies I think I've ever watched, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Okay.
I highly recommend it, but don't expect to like it.
Okay. I might check that
it's
out.
It's very stupid.
So they're leaving, and then all the beans explode, and then, or no, they don't explode. They like turn into, you know, beanies.
Yeah.
That's the bad guys, obviously. And then did the beanies like just rush out and now like they overflow the school?
I feel like they can sense the energy from the heroes.
Okay.
So they like kind of burst out of the room, but then they're looking around trying to find like which way they went. So they have just like an internal dowsing system to like follow them through the labyrinthine halls of the high school.
Right. And there's like a bunch of them. So like it's overflowing the school. Like they're all just kind of like bursting out. Maybe they all separate. Maybe they all go different ways then.
So they can surround us.
So they like kind of,
heroes.
The heroes. And then I feel like that's the end of that. That is the world interfering with their normal life, is that now there are bean monsters running around.
Okay. So now the villain complicates things.
I think
the end of the second beat, the world interfering, is the fight with the beanies.
Okay, so they get around and they are corralled into like the calf, obviously.
Right.
And then they gotta like fight the beanies. I wanna call them the Beanie Babies. Is that okay?
Yeah.
The Beanie Babies.
That would be our Morphin Grid name for them.
So we end with the fight, and then that is the end of the beat.
Yes.
Because I'm looking ahead, right? I feel like this is cheating a little bit, but I'm looking ahead, and they get the morph call. Because right here is where I would have the mentor like teleport them away to the.
Well, that would be the next after the villain.
The spotlight has helped to over. Okay, yeah. All right, that makes sense. Okay, so they show up.
So this is the first episode. So maybe my two aren't going to be
villains
coursed into the evil side of things quite yet,
but they are definitely like not 100% on board with the team.
So we'll say they are scrappy teenage fighters fighting the Beanie Babies,
right?
The villain complicating thing, because they're like not martial artists,
right?
So they're like gut punching and like slamming them in the lockers.
Yeah, Chip is just a big kid, so he's just like knocking them away, like, and like Keith just picking them up and throwing them.
Keith has definitely kicked a couple in the nuts.
Just a lot of crotch
Abby
kicks.
Abby is like just clawing at their eyes and face.
I feel like Miranda took like a taekwondo class like for a couple years, so yeah. She like knows some like
Abby knows Krav Maga.
Okay.
That's how Abby fights.
Yeah, I feel like Miranda's currently is like mostly defensive maneuvers, like a lot of like hip tosses and like arm drags and stuff like that to like get them away but still injure them in that way, but yeah. Not like
And so I think the complication is an actual monster is shows okay. Up. The villain sends an actual monster because he can tell now that these four kids are fighting the Beanie Babies so well.
They must have the primal energy.
They're from the prophecy.
Right. The prophecy known throughout the galaxy as the Great Menu. I'm going to type in random food generator.
Okay.
And this is UK food. Might have to pick a different one. How many foods would you like to generate?
Just one.
Oh, it's going to give me 10.
Oh, that's a lot of foods.
All right.
Is this single foods or is this like dishes?
It looks like...
Because I like the idea if they're chefs. I like them having to cook a dish to make a monster.
Okay, yeah. Let me type random meal generator then. Recipe roulette. Heck
that's
yes.
That's the one.
That's the one. That's what they have. They have the recipe roulette. And there's, maybe there's like five... There's like three to five evil chef villains. And every time they're like, all right, here you go. And they're like... And they get a cuisine. I'm just going to say French cuisine. Right?
Okay.
Because this website is trying to destroy itself. Main ingredient, we'll say, is... I'm just going to leave it blank. I'm just going to spin the wheel. No dietary requirements. Don't matter. There's an actual roulette wheel.
Oh, you like actually have to spin it?
Like... I don't know how to stop it now, though. I think it's... I can't tell if it's going faster or slower.
Is there a button that says stop the wheel?
If there is... Oh, it's slowing down. Okay. That took a long time.
Wow.
French bread. That's not a meal.
Well, maybe that's a good first monster, though. A baguette.
Okay, it's a baguette.
It's a baguette monster.
It's from the Model UN. Miranda is obviously France in the Model UN.
Of course.
Every chance
knows
she
all
gets.
About baguettes. She knows the weakness of this
she
monster.
She knows baguette's weaknesses. They include soup. Staying out too long. I don't know, forks usually. Maybe not forks.
You eat a baguette with a fork?
I don't. I don't know.
Who knows what they do in France?
Who knows? I'm not from France. I'm from New Hampshire.
Don't eat anything with a fork.
No, not if we can help it. The first time I went to Panera Bread, I got soup and they give you like a little bread thing. And my friend Eli, who is half French, like is just very, I don't know, French about eating food.
Sure.
It was very... He's also the same person who ate like an entire Sloppy Joe in 5 seconds and did not spill a single bit.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right? I touch it and the back falls out. Like, like his plate was clean when he ate a Sloppy Joe. And I was like, that seems like witchcraft. I don't know how you did that. So, but he was like, you know, he would use it to like get a little bit and then like eat. And I just like took my bread and was like, just looked like a big old chomp out of it. He's like, you eat like a barbarian. I was like, thank you. So a baguette monster shows up. It's
is it just like a straight up French caricature?
I feel,
or is that too much?
I feel like there's gonna be too much French cuisine here and there to just like give this one the what was that?
So it's not a baguette and a barrette.
It absolutely is a baguette and a beret. I believe it's pronounced beret, but...
But I needed it to rhyme.
But you needed the rhyme for the joke. All right. What was that? Oh, damn, I wish I could remember what that website Claire told us about was. The monster name generator?
Oh, I can't remember.
Let me see if I can just do a quick Google for it. Nah, dang. Wish I would have written it down.
Yeah, I'm looking on her Twitter, but I'm not...
Because she told us about it when...
So far.
Yeah, well, she told us about it when... Oh, she did tweet it to us, right?
Did she? Somebody tweeted about it. I don't remember if it was her or not.
I have no idea.
Because it was like a portmanteau generator.
Yeah. I just don't remember what... Anyway, because we could just put in bread and then, like, see what come out the other side. So maybe we'll, you know, we'll retcon this monster's name. So Baguette Barrette shows up.
Baguette Beret. Baguette head.
Baguette head. Baguette again. So Baguette again shows up.
Yeah, I like that. I'm gonna stop looking now. Baguette again did it.
Yeah. And this monster has like bread bowls that it throws that are like grenades, but they're just like big smoke bombs basically, and like I feel like it's got to have like some sort of baguette cannon, like maybe a crossbow that shoots big baguettes.
Okay.
And so that shows up, and they're in the cafeteria, and they're fighting this, and they start losing because they are just 14s.
Because that's a monster. It's not just a beanie baby.
You can fight a beanie baby all day. I feel like when we hit them, like the sound effect is just like dropping a beanie baby.
Yeah.
Or like
when they're defeated, the sound effect is like you take a beanie baby, you cut it and dump it on a table.
Right. Or just take regular beans and do right. that, so you don't have to disembowel a beanie baby. Well, they're worth a lot of money someday, Josh.
I put my kids through college in the year 3000, maybe.
Yeah, because they're ancient antiques at that point. I have so many beanie babies at my aunt's house.
I remember when people were just going crazy about specifically the McDonald's Happy Meal beanie babies.
I was one of those people. I was beanie baby crazy, and I feel like I was too young to know when the bubble was about to burst, right? Because I could have had dozens of dollars. I could retire on that BB baby movie.
I never got into the BB babies. That's the new one. It's like a beanie baby, but it's full of BBs, like from a BB gun.
Yeah. And you put it in a big cannon. You put it in a potato gun.
And you just shoot it in your backyard, and then your neighbors call the police.
And they're like, hey, quit firing those BB babies. They're going to be worth a lot of money someday. Oh, no. Ahem. Is that where the beat ends? They're just like getting beaten up, and maybe they all get thrown into a pile, classic Power Ranger style?
Yeah, I think so.
Then we go to the next beat, which is you. Wait, no, the next beat would be me. So the spotlight being the whole team is helped. So that means they get
teleported,
whisked away to...
I'm sorry, I'm choking on BB babies. This is a bad episode for my throat.
I guess. Ugh. Crying over BB babies. So they get like whisked away to the cave where the animals live. The den.
Everywhere.
Animals is everywhere.
I like the den.
The den where their mentor, who is smart.
Is it too stupid if the mentor is a hyper intelligent dinosaur of some kind?
I was going to say a squid. Because squids are very smart.
Oh, then you can put it in like a big jar.
It's in like a big tube, but it's just floating there. And this is dumb, but the first idea I had is that it has a graduation cap on, so you know that it's smart.
Yes, and on the wall next to it is hanging its credentials.
It's diplomas and all its bona fides. I just like the shape of squids. I like the way squids look.
I think a squid works very well.
Plus, they're aliens.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that squids is aliens.
They didn't come from here.
No. There was a podcast that ended a year and change ago called We Have Concerns. It was Anthony Carboni and Jeff Cannata. I'm sure I've talked about it on the show before, but long enough ago that those episodes are only in the archive probably. But basically, they did 3 episodes a week. They're like 15 to 20 minutes, and they just like found a news story, or someone sent them a news story. And it was just about like whatever science-y, like adjacent thing. And they had a reoccurring like motif, like a couple reoccurring like episode goofs. Like they would do a lot of episode about birds doing pranks because birds do pranks all the time. Bird pranks. The birds just love doing pranks. And they also had anytime there was like one about like squids doing weird stuff or like just being too smart, they would do episodes about that. And basically they determined that, you know, squids, they's aliens, because they can, like, change color and they remember you and like they can like use their ink as sonar in the water, basically.
That doesn't make any sense.
They squirt it and then they can tell when someone is in there and like the shape of it.
Huh.
Yeah, because these aliens. So maybe this is a big squid alien with a graduation and all his diplomas on the wall.
Squids also are the rarest BB babies.
They are also the rarest BB babies. There's one that's misprinted that calls it an octopus, but that ain't right. And that one's going to be worth $55. Oh, the rich untapped vein of BB baby jokes.
Oh. It was almost better. Oh, I'm just so sweaty right now. Sorry if any of this fanning is picking up on the microphone. I don't know.
I'm crying, which might actually get this thing that's been in my eye for a week out. Oh, so that might be nice. Okay, and his name is... What's his name? We got to think of a name for this big squid guy.
Squidward.
No, that's copyrighted to Nickelodeon. What about...
Squibble.
Squibtron.
Well, no, because let's see. If it's a food-based season, calamari is a squid dish.
Right.
Cal.
Cal? Yes.
Cal-L.
Cal-M-R-E. He just goes by Cal, but on all of his diplomas, it says Cal.
His first name is Calum. Calamari.
Calamari. And he is a delicacy, and that's why the bad chefs hate him. They want to get him, eat him up.
Yeah.
Which is why, because here's the thing about food. It's like animals versus food, but animals also is food a lot of the time.
That's true.
Animals. I don't know if I would eat a beaver necessarily. I want to take that back.
We're getting into a lot of personal stuff, I think, for a bonus episode.
The animal. Thank you very much. Because they got to be real gamey, right?
Probably.
Very furry.
Although, I don't know. I think they're probably kind of fatty. They're like plump little dudes, right?
I don't know. I haven't looked at a real beaver in a while.
They're like roundish, but I don't know if that's fat or if that's just the way their muscles build.
They're like rabbits. It's all sinew. You starve to death. You get no nutrients out of a beaver. Oh, boy. So he's like, you each have the primal energy in you. Your blood has got that primal juice in it. And you got to fight the bad chefs now.
And then the morphers come out of like a drawer in his tank.
Yeah. He's got to have an assistant.
Not a drawer, but like a disc tray that like slides out.
He's got to have an assistant of some sort, right?
Oh, yeah. He's just a squid in the tank. Someone's going
to
feed him.
Yeah. Maybe he's also got like telekinesis, but like he's got to have someone to help press buttons and stuff. What should his helper be?
His helper should be a dinosaur.
Okay.
Like a small one.
Like,
but more of like a reptilian, like humanoid, but obviously still like a dinosaur. Velociraptor.
Right. But just in like a coat.
Yeah. Or like a graduation gown.
We can't go to that well again. We don't know how smart the helper is.
That's true. He has a pink slip instead of...
Right. He got a GED.
He had detention.
Yeah. So this Velociraptor, their name is...
Rip.
Rip. Rip, the Velociraptor. I like that.
Rip and Cal.
Rip and Cal. They're going to save the world with the help of these four teenagers. Miranda, Chip, Abby, and Keith. So how would, since Keith is a loner type and evil, and Abby is an evil type and vain, how would they react to getting the news that you gotta be Power Rangers?
Keith does not participate in gym class because he does not like to play a team sport.
Okay.
So he's not excited. He refused. He said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I don't like these people or any people. Abby wants to be. Full stop.
She just wants to be on the team.
Yeah, because she thinks, like, she would be the best at it.
Right. I think Miranda is immediately like, yes, I've been waiting for this calling my whole life.
Miranda says yes first, and then Abby is like, well, I'm going to too. Because they're also running for class president against
right,
each
obviously.
Other. This is a and Harmony and Hannah situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I just made Harmony. Miranda's just Harmony. And Chip is kind of Ethan. She's like this big dumb, Ethan's good at football. So he's not dumb. He's just, you know. And then I think Chip is like, yeah, this could be fun. Sure.
Yeah.
We're not doing anything else. So that's how they get it. And what do their morphers look like?
It's like a, I don't know.
My first, like, idea, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it would be like some sort of glove thing.
Like a power glove?
Like a power glove. No, like, well, like a, you know, Alexa Bliss has that weird, like, jewelry that is like a skeleton hand on the outside of her hand. That, but on the other side.
Okay.
So you'd be like, you'd open it up and, like, there'd be, like, the symbol in it. And then that would, like, come out of there and cover your body.
Okay.
I don't know how that would work. But it'd be like, you know, with the morphers, where, like, you just have it when you need it, you know?
Yeah.
Unless it gets knocked away.
Yeah, like all they do is they reach into their pockets.
Yeah.
And then they come out and it's on
and
their
they
hand.
Have it, yeah.
Or like get back into their backpack or whatever.
Yeah, and then they just like, bye-bye. Because
there's that one time where
they kept him in
Billy's morpher was stuck in his backpack.
I think Tommy had his morpher in a backpack once.
I don't know. He was fighting a monster and he got separated from his backpack, so he couldn't morph.
Yes, that was Billy. That was with the Evil Billy episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the season 3 finale where there was a bad Billy. That's it.
Okay.
maybe not the finale. Maybe the season 2 finale? It might have been the season 2 finale.
Yeah, because season 3, he didn't do a lot of power ranging.
He was still a Power Ranger season 3.
You're right. I'm thinking of post when they turned into kids and that's the Alien Rangers.
Yeah, and that's Alien Rangers.
Because after he was never a Power Ranger after
right,
that.
Right, right. So he's like, here you go, and then you just gotta morph, but you gotta get back there before Baguette-ageddon destroys the school. And so he just teleports them back. And they don't know how to morph yet. So I feel like that is the end of the beat, is okay. Like they're back.
Yeah.
So now well,
he told them, like, hold your hand out and do or say whatever.
Right.
But they have never that's untested.
Right, exactly. No one's survived it. See you later. And then like they just sends them away. So they land, there's a bunch of Beanie Babies. There's Baguette-ageddon.
And they've got, like, the principal, the vice principal, and a couple teachers cornered in the cafeteria. Because I feel
right.
like that's a good battleground.
Well,
it's nice and open.
Yeah. Is that where we said where they were?
I don't know. It's where they were now.
That's where they are now.
Because I like that because it's, like, it's a big open spot, but it's not the obvious gymnasium.
Right. It's also, like, that's where you make food.
And that's
so,
where
like,
the food is.
Yeah. So they get down there. Well, they can't be seen, right? Because they got to, you know, they got to maintain their secret identities.
Right.
So, like, maybe there's, like, a bunch of Beanie Babies around them, and they know that the vice principal, the principal, and the secretary are there. And, like, we gotta morph. We don't know how. So they do, like, a little bit more of a fight, and then, like, they get beat back again. But they're like, we just got to do it. And so then they morph.
Yep.
And then
they reach their hands forward.
And they say,
they open them up, and it goes,
it just makes the animal noise. So like you would have like one that would whinny, and then what's the sound of eyes opening very wide?
I don't know. I feel like Lever's just like yell. So he opens his head. It's just like
and then Beaver's it would just be like let me chew it on wood, like a wood chewing sound, and then a Gemsbok
probably makes a noise.
Probably does like a moo.
What a great cacophony of sounds.
What a good, what an auditorily pleasing morph call they all have. And so then they morph, and now they are their Power Rangers. And I feel like Keith would be very sad or mad that he's a lemur.
He's a lemur, and he's like a very shiny, attention-grabbing.
Yeah.
He's the only one that is reflective in any way.
Yeah. Yes.
So he stands out.
Can I just say, what a terrible color scheme.
It's ugly. It's not good.
Green and gold?
Green and gold.
And yellow and white. It's like when the like seasonal area of a store has St. Paddy's Day stuff out, but they're getting some Easter stuff in, And so they're just all kind of in one place for a little while. And it just looks really confusing. So they get the morph call. So we're in the fifth. This is the fifth one. And they got they fight?
Yeah, they go through the roll call. Because they're, like, facing off with the monster.
Yeah. Now. So
they go through all the, like...
Yellow Gemsbok Ranger. White Beaver Ranger.
Gold Lemur Ranger.
Gold Lemur.
And, like, Green Stallion Ranger.
I like that she is a stallion, too. Like, she's not a mare. She's not just a horse.
Right, no.
She's a stallion. Gosh dang it. And then they fight back. No Zords this time.
No, that's a later episode.
That's two or three.
Because there's one that's, like, new toys are introduced.
Right.
So that's for one of those.
And then they fight. They beat Baguette Geddon. I feel like when they beat the monster... It turns into, like, a banquet amount of whatever dish it is.
Yeah.
So wherever they beat it, like, pff, now here's, like, 400 baguettes.
So many baguettes.
That'll feed the school for a day. Everyone gets a baguette today.
Lunch today is baguettes.
Is baguettes.
And you can buy a bag of chips from the vending machine.
We're having soup and with complimentary baguettes. And so then they, like, teleport out because they beat Baguette Geddon.
Yeah, they get the teachers out of there and they're like, oh, you're okay.
Yeah.
And they're like, who are you? And they're like, we're the food fighters.
We're the food fighters. Because they weren't told.
We're here to fight the food.
They weren't told that they're, like, Power Rangers or they're just like, we're the food fighter. Like, Chip is probably like, we're the food fighters. And so they finish and then they are teleported back to the den where Cal and Rip... Who sound radical.
So radical. Rip rides skateboard.
Oh, obviously. That's the only way they
get
around.
He's got high top chucks on his dinosaur feet.
Yes, a dinosaur. Velociraptor with Chuck high tops on a skateboard and like a cool t-shirt from Hot Topic.
There's only a couple of those, I think.
He's got a CM Punk shirt on.
But, like, the Chinese knockoff one that I had where they made the image out of puff paint.
Yeah, CN Puck. he's got a shirt. It's got Sonic on it. It's in a lot of different colors than not is normally. It just says Obama on the top.
It's, across the top says Deadpool. And then along the bottom it says, yes, we can.
That's what Rip wears in addition to their high top.
This episode, he's got a different mashup t-shirt every episode.
Every time. Just the worst possible mashup t-shirts you could possibly find.
And a backwards cap and sunglasses on, but he's a velociraptor too.
Right. Well, the sunglasses, sometimes they're on top of it, but when it gets serious, put them down.
That's when it's go time. And then they project out the viewing globe out of his sunglasses.
Yes. I love Rip the velociraptor. And I love Cal, the squid, in a graduation cap next to his diplomas from his many universities that he went to on Squid World. And then, so I almost called him Squidward, or Squid Kid. So Cal is like, you're Power Ranger. Like, no, we're food fighters. We've decided. It was dumb, but we like it. And he's like, all right, fine. I don't care. I don't need to worry about branding. And then...
Abby's worried about the color scheme.
Yes.
We look hideous together.
Yeah, I think...
am I the only one that's a color?
Yellow's a color.
Yeah, but then yellow and gold cancel out. Yellow and then there's just white.
There's white blank.
Like, and then there's green.
Yeah. I think maybe next time they try to, like, futz with the color matrix to, like, maybe clean up the colors a little bit. We'll see how that goes. We're not going to do a second episode. This one went longer than we thought it would.
Yeah.
So, well, this is... I did the last one, so how you do this one. You take this
piece. Oh, it's a pretty easy conclusion. They are presented with the choice, much like the pilot of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Right.
After they do the fight, Zordon asks if they want to be Power Rangers.
Yes, that's true.
So everybody puts their hands in. Chip, Miranda. No, Chip, Abby, Miranda, Abby again.
Yep.
And then Keith holds back. He's like, he's got his back to everybody. He's obviously angry, frustrated about it, and begrudgingly shoves his hand into it.
No look 360.
Yeah, like, he doesn't put his hand on top. He just like grabs the massive hands.
Yeah.
So they're all in.
They're all in. The food fighters. They're here to fight some food. And then it's a freeze frame, but there's no, like, jump and, like, food fighter. Because, like, that's not them.
No.
No, that's not. Real teens don't do that.
No way.
And then that's it. So that's the end of the first episode. So now, when the episode concludes, we gotta pick who got... What was the best moment?
Okay.
And who had the best moment? And who was the MVP? So... We on our show on the Morphin Grid. This is your first episode. Hi, we're dumb.
Hi, this is fake and dumb.
Hi, we're dumb. We do one each, so right. I feel like I should get one, and you should get one of each.
Okay.
There's no worst because that seems anathema to the spirit of the game.
Yeah.
So, why don't you go first? Because I started the episode technically.
What would be the best moment in the episode? For me, it's when Abby put her hand in, and then Miranda put her hand in, and then Abby cold stared her and put her hand in again.
I agree. I also think that. So Abby gets 2 points, one from each of us?
I think so.
So write down that right. Abby gets 2 energy points. And this is a mechanic that like is a little vague, but it seems like going forward, this is like kind of like the... like character momentum and like who's popular. And actually, since we're doing this as sort of an actual play deal, you can vote on who had the best moment, who was the MVP. If you just tweet it, well, I'll put a thing. I don't know if I'll do a poll because
there's four options.
But like my MVP is obviously Cal, the squid who wears the graduation hat next to his diplomas.
Well, of course, mine is Rip,
the telekinetic squid
yeah.
from outer space.
And so, the radical velociraptor assistant.
Yeah. I threw my pen. So I'm just gonna write down Cal and Rip.
Okay.
Cal. Rip. Cal Ripken, the baseball player. 1 energy each. Didn't finish writing energy first, so I don't know what happened there.
1 energy.
Squid velociraptor. I don't know how to spell velociraptor, I'm realizing. No one else needs to say this for me. That's not it at all. That's a panic, right? So then,
hurry up. Nobody's watching.
Yeah. I'm nervous. So that's it. That's the end of the pilot episode of Food Fighters.
Yeah. I hope we played it right.
I hope so.
I think we did.
I feel like we did. And then what you're supposed to do is like you play.
Do we want to draw the card to see the preview for the next episode?
Oh yes, yeah. You draw the preview for next episode.
A 10.
Oh boy, it's gonna be something big. 10 is a bottle episode. It's actually something very small.
So everybody gets stuck in something.
They're all trapped in one place for the whole episode.
We're all trapped in a pressure cooker.
They're stuck in, I don't know, gym class. They're trapped somewhere, and maybe they're gonna get their Zords next time.
One of the beats for this is we reflect on the season up until this point. So I guess we just do a previously on for the first episode.
Previously on. Hey, remember when we fought
in
a bunch of Beanie Babies?
It's a flashback to the last episode.
Oh, that's very Morphin Grid, I think, if I've ever heard one.
Okay.
So that's it.
I'm gonna write down that's the next episode.
Okay. Bottle episode. So there's a good chance that we'll just periodically come back to this, and maybe in the future we'll not be doing this at 1:30 in the afternoon, which is when we started, and we can get some guests, maybe figure out how that'll work. And maybe we might play this over on Cool Kids Table because this is pretty fun.
Yeah.
So again, it's on Linksmith Games. Riley's on Twitter at RevryBread. That's R-E-V-R-Y-E Bread. Linksmithgames.com, I should say. And you can go pick this game up yourself.
Yeah, it's called If Not Us, Then Who?
Which is a term we may have coined.
May or may not.
Not 100% sure.
I'd have to go watch Turbo again to find out, and I'm probably not going to do
even
that.
Though it's the good episodes.
That's true.
Still. But yeah, I mean, it is partially inspired by us. So we were like, yeah, we should, you know, out of nothing else, we should see what it's if we did okay. If we're good at doing what we do. And I think we did pretty good. So we didn't say any of the places you can find us, but it's a hiatus. You know what to, you know,
yeah.
You can find us.
If you're listening to this, you found us.
Yeah. If not, look in the description for all of our stuff. But I do want to say patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh.
Check it out. It's nice.
Yeah.
Like it nice over there.
Like it nice over there.
I saw that you retweeted someone, that.
a bishop, a listener, and a patron just like found it and liked it. And then so it popped up in my notifications. I was like, hell yeah, I love Like It Nice.
So just on my feed is a 3-year-old tweet that's just hashtag Like It Nice. I got a good chuckle out of that.
So if you like this show nice, thanks.
We like it nice that you like it nice.
We like that you like it nice.
Thank you for liking BB Babies so much.
As much as we do. And again, I guess not again, because I didn't say this at all, but if you do want to do fan art of any of these great characters or contests, please do, and just don't hashtag it. I don't have a hashtag. Morphin Grid Food Fighters. Just tweet to us at Morphin Grid. Because I want to see his school with a graduation cap, please.
Yep. I was going to maybe give some descriptions, but actually I'm not. What do you think
these characters look like? That's what I want to know, too. So let your heart decide. Aladdin or Jasmine? He's singing that too, Jasmine. Anyway, we're going to go. We don't know what we're doing next week, because we have one episode that we need to do that we don't have anything planned for. So next week will be a mystery. But
much like Evolution.
Yep. Subtle change that no one can see. Is that the next line?
It's a subtle change that no one sees, I think.
Ah, there it is. I was a little too wordy. Anyway, we will see you next week for something. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Hey.
All right. The boys.
The boys.